Let's talk now about a video game that managed to take in $800 million in just one day this week, Grand Theft Auto V. It was the first day of sales for the latest version of the franchise, and it was a record. As usual, controversy is already spinning. Controversy around the game's alleged glorification of violence and drugs and demeaning portraits of women. The game certainly is dominated by guys, but around 15% of its fans are women. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, they find much to like about the game.
Grand Theft Auto first came out 16 years ago. 28-year-old game developer Whitney Hills says she was turned off by what she heard about it.
Most of the press surrounding it was, oh, it's a prostitute killing game. You know, like this entire game is about, you know, murdering people and the worst things humanity can possibly do.
But a few years back, with a bit of trepidation, Hills tried version 4.
I found the writing to be incredibly sly and intelligent and subversive.
In real life, Hills drives a motorcycle, but in Grand Theft Auto, she can have a car, and if she doesn't like the one she's in, as the title of the game suggests, she can just steal a new one.
You can just cruise around in your car or any number of cars and sort of just experience the open world, listen to the radio, which always has great music on it.
Hills says the radio commercials crack her up.
This is an up-and-coming opportunity for the go-getter. Take your future by the throat, throttle it, get mortgaged to the hilt, take no prisoners.
Feinberg and Van Wyck International Realty.
Hill was cruising around a town modeled on New York in Grand Theft Auto 4. The new release is a fictional version of Los Angeles. Chelsea Stark, a gamer and critic for the website Mashable, says it's just fun.
Everything is clearly like this satirical image of Los Angeles and Southern California. And like, it's almost like you're appreciating something like South Park, where you're like, this is just satire of what criminals are.
Stark says one of the big draws of Grand Theft Auto is that it's a really full and complicated world. Between heists, you can explore it. Among the game's details are send-ups of social media. There's a fake Facebook called Life Invader and a fake Twitter called Bleeder. You can play golf and tennis, and one of the characters, Michael, a retired bank robber, lives in the suburbs with his wife, portrayed as a nag, of course, and kids. This being a satire of L.A., he gets introduced to yoga.
Breathing is almost the most important thing, no? Out through those wrinkled lips.
Look at the concentration on his face. It's like a gorilla with a cell phone.
As in previous versions of Grand Theft Auto, there's a strip club. You get points for groping the women while avoiding the bouncer's attention. Stark admits she does have ambivalence about those parts of the game.
It's hard for even me to reconcile. I'm like, I still like this game a lot. I get why it's problematic because I'm a critic, but I also appreciate it for being fun.
One of the most innovative features of Grand Theft Auto V is that you can switch perspectives from Michael, the suburban bank robber, to Trevor, a meth dealer and gunrunner, or Franklin, an aspiring crook.
I think that was the biggest disappointment in the fact that we have the first time you can play three different characters, and yet it's like, couldn't one of them been a female?
The creators of Grand Theft Auto turned down a request to talk to NPR, but in other interviews, game developer Sam Hauser suggested that women didn't fit into the hyper-masculine narrative. Karen Price, a 43-year-old gamer, says she understands some of the ambivalence about the game, but she thinks most grown-ups are smart enough to get that it's a satire.
And that's what's enjoyable about it, is it's like dress-up. You have a hard day at work, you go home and you run over some people and steal their money. You feel better.
To Price and others, video games are part of a culture that's already exploring anti-heroes like Walter White in Breaking Bad or Tony Soprano. Price says it would be nice if there were a few more female anti-heroes. Laura Seidel, NPR News.